it was in one of these rooms here in the hall. And of course I was nervous. I mean, it was John Madden. John was one of the voices of my childhood, you know, as was Alex Trebek. So similar, meeting people like that who you felt a kinship to because you heard their voice all the time. It was Pat Summerall and John Madden for years. And then John and Al Michaels, you know, on Monday night. So I was a kid in a candy store in that. I mean, I was so excited to meet him, to be around him, to hear his voice in person. You know, that was a big thrill. It was very similar to the first time I did a production meeting with Keith Jackson. Keith Jackson was working with Dan Fouts, and they did a bunch of West Coast games. And Keith, again, another voice of my childhood. I mean, watching Saturday football was hearing Keith Jackson's voice. And I think we all have these specific individuals who bring back nostalgic memories for us, and we're thankful for those moments. And a lot of times you hear that voice or a soundbite can take you back to a memory or a time in your life that you associate something special with, a special moment. And I'm thankful for John for changing the way that we all, I think, watched football, and the excitement that he brought to the broadcast, and his sounds and his conversation and his All Madden team and his Thanksgiving Day turducken and all the different Maddenisms that he brought. And obviously the game, I mean, one of the first games I played on an old Sega Genesis was Madden 94. And we wore that game out and had a blast doing it. So I'm thankful for John and his contributions, and obviously saddened to hear of his passing. But that first production meeting was so special for me. And I'll always be thankful to have gotten the one.